To celebrate the 100th anniversary of the passage of the 19th Amendment, which gave women the right to vote, South Carolina Public Radio and South Carolina ETV are broadcasting this series, Sisterhood, South Carolina Suffragist, a look at how local women played a role in a national movement that eventually guaranteed more than 26 million women the right to vote.
Yep, we're walking down the alley.
Leanne Bain has been giving walking tours of Charleston for 11 years. She remembers studying to become a certified guide. There was just a small paragraph about the Grimke sisters, but it catapulted from the page.
And I was like, excuse me, who are these ladies? I've never ever heard of them before.
So Bain read and researched and was fascinated. The Grimke sisters, Sarah and Angelina, grew up in Charleston during the early 1800s. In a wealthy planter family whose fortune was built on the backs of slaves. They went on to become the first female abolitionists and later advocates for women's rights. Bain created a tour about the sisters 6 years ago.
We are at the Hayward Washington House, but it really should say the Hayward Washington Grimke House because this is one of the Grimke houses.
This is where older sister Sarah spent much of her childhood and was first exposed to the horrors of slavery.
And when she's about 5 or 6 years old, she sees a slave being whipped in her own backyard. Upsets her so much that she runs out that front door that she'll get at, and they find her at a wharf a couple hours later, begging the ship's captain, take me away, take me away, take me away.
Much younger sister Angelina also witnessed the cruelty of slavery when a young boy returned to her finishing school beaten. His master had sent him to the workhouse for punishment. It was quite a place.
And for 25 cents, you would send your slave here to the whipping room. The whipping room had sand on the floors, the walls were hollow, and they poured sand down through the walls to help muffle those screams.
The Grimkes moved when they needed more room for their 14 children. The new home was on East Bay Street, not far from Gadsden's Wharf. That's where enslaved Africans were unloaded from ships like cattle, including a young girl given to Sarah. But Sarah decided to teach her slave how to read instead of putting her to work. A fictional account of their relationship became a bestseller in author Sue Monk Kidd's novel, The Invention of Wings. Fed up with the South and its love of slavery, Sarah later headed north to Philadelphia. Angelina followed.
And both sisters will walk away from Charleston being unmarried women, and that was completely unheard of.
The sisters left everything they had ever known as they sought equal rights for African Americans. They spoke publicly as abolitionists, but were ridiculed for doing so. Public speaking at that time was not for women. Angelina wondered.
And she'll say, what can women do for the slave when she herself is under the feet of man and shamed into silence?
The Grimke sisters wanted equal rights for all people, regardless of skin color or gender. Angelina became the first woman to address a legislative body, declaring a woman had as much right to be president as a man. Sarah's words have been quoted more than 100 years later by now U.S. Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
I ask no favors for my sex. All I ask their brethren is that they will take their feet from off our necks.
The Grimke sisters died before the turn of the century. They did not get to see the passage of the 19th Amendment, giving women the right to vote. But they dreamed of it after living the nightmare of slavery in a city they once called home. In Charleston, I'm Victoria Hansen for South Carolina Public Radio.